pray. Thank you, Lord, for your word to us. It is a light for our path. It is food for our soul. May it be so for us this morning. Amen. That's a bit better. I can hear myself. Good morning, everybody. I wonder, is anyone here who's 5 years old? Yes, we've got a five-year-old over here. Anyone else? How about six? 6 years old? Yes. Brilliant age. 5, 6 years old, brilliant age. I was 5 and 6, around that age, once. And I didn't live in Australia back then. I was still living in Suffolk, where I was born. And I remember there was a time when I was 5 or 6 years old, as this thing happened where I needed to be rescued. Sounds a bit scary, doesn't it? And it was, although it only happened because my sister and I were playing a silly game. Right? And this is one of those don't do this at home moments. Right? What was happening was this. We lived in Suffolk and we had a big garden, and my grandparents had a caravan. And they put it in our back garden so we could use it. And my sister and I were playing in the caravan. And she was only about 2 or 3 years old. And the game was this. I'll put you in a cupboard. I will shut the door for 10 seconds. And then I'll open it again. Sounds good, doesn't it? So I did that. Put my sister in the cupboard. You know, small little caravan cupboards. Waited 10 seconds, I heard this little muffled whimpering, and then I opened it again. Ta-da! And then she'd do the same to me. And so she put me in the cupboard, and I was there, and we closed the door, and it was all dark, and then, guess what? She couldn't get the door open. And there I was, stuck in the dark, and I began to cry out. Apparently, and my mum told me this after the event many years later, she was only 2 or 3 years old, very little. Apparently my sister decided that she did the right thing. She'd gone out of the caravan and up to the back door and went into the kitchen where my mother was and said, after apparently discussing the weather with my mother, then informed her that Will is crying. My mum came to look. She came down the garden into the caravan. She heard the crying out of her son, and she opened the door, and suddenly light broke into my darkness, and I was safe again. I needed rescuing, and my mother needed to rescue me. Today, we've just read a story. And we've had this story where someone else needed rescuing. And so this time it's a bit lot more serious than being locked in a cupboard. It's about a people who need rescuing from a dark place. But for them, the dark place wasn't being locked in a cupboard. The dark place for them was being in a place of slavery. The people who are crying out in this story are the people of Israel, God's people. And the dark place they're in is a place where they're being oppressed. And they've got a people who are making them do hard work. And they're imprisoned. And they're even doing things like killing them and whipping them and enslaving them. And these people are crying out from their darkness. They need a rescuer. And in this story we see that the rescuer is God. And where we see him is we see him here in a place on a mountain in the middle of nowhere in a burning bush. Moses looks nothing like my mother. And Moses looks nothing like my sister. But he was the one through whom God brought rescue. And he says to him, God appears to Moses in a burning bush, and he says this. He says, I have heard my people crying out in their dark place. I have heard the misery of my people. I have heard their cry. I have seen their sufferings, and now I'm coming to deliver them. I'm coming to rescue them. God shows that he is going to be the one who brings light to his people as he brings them out from their dark and hard place. The rescue begins. Now here's the thing. I've got a story about being locked in a cupboard. And every now and then, my mother and I will talk about that and we'll remember that story and we talk about how it made me feel and what happened when I was a child. And the people of Israel, the people, God's people, also remembered their story of rescue. They remembered how God took them out of their place of slavery and brought them into a promised land that was flowing with milk and honey. Sounds sticky, as they say in the songs. But they have this story as part of their memories that they go look back on and go, oh, this is how we understand our life and who we are. And that memory taught them something so that when the real rescuer came along, they understood who he was. And that real rescuer for both the people of Israel and for me, the real rescuer who brought light into the darkness, is of course Jesus. Jesus came to rescue us. But what did he come to rescue us from? How are we stuck in the dark in a way that we need Jesus to bring the light? Now Tanya was up here before. Where's she gone, Tanya? Wave at me. There you go. And one of the things that I've really enjoyed this week is being with Tanya and the people from COINS at the Easter Explored program, where all these children from different schools come in and they learn the Easter story. And I got to do a really cool thing which involved a cross made out of a black piece of paper, black paper that was ripped in certain ways and it makes a cross. And one of the beauties of that symbol of a black cross made out of paper, rough paper, was it showed us what we need to be rescued from, the darkness that we have. Because it shows that life is sometimes dark and rough, even when we're 5 or 6 years old, especially when we're grown up. It's dark and rough because some of the things that happen to us, life doesn't go the way we want, things get done to us that are wrong, and that makes us feel sad and in the dark. Life is dark and rough. And sometimes it's dark and rough because of the things that we do. We do things that are wrong, we do things that make us feel guilty, we do things that hurt others, and that makes us feel dark and rough. And I told a story while we were looking at the kids in this program about a time when I was in school, and in our school we had a place that was out of bounds. And we went, and guess what I did? And a teacher, who are smarter than you think, realised that I had broken this rule and pointed it out to me. At which point I then said, it wasn't me, it wasn't me. And after that, I felt dark and rough. Because not only had I broken a rule, but I'd lied about it. I felt so dark and rough that I actually went to the teacher after a couple of hours and said, you know what, miss, it was me. And she showed a certain degree of mercy. What this shows us, that the world in which we live has joy and light and all sorts of things, but it's also dark and rough. And we need a rescuer, someone who will push back against the dark and hard things, who will bring forgiveness. And the beauty of this piece of paper is it's in the shape of the cross and shows how Jesus did that for us, how he brings light and life into the dark and rough places. He brings light to us. He rescues us. So we've got these three stories, a cupboard, Moses, but they all point the way to Jesus rescuing us. And so I think there's one thing we need to take away from this. In this sort of time leading up to Easter, when we are looking ahead to what Jesus has done, and that's this. We need to remember that we have a rescuer. And part of that is needing to remember that we need to be rescued, that we're in dark places by ourselves. And when we're in that place, the worst thing we can do is try and get out by ourselves. It doesn't work. We try and build our own lives up. If we try and make light happen in the darkness, we can pretend, But in the end, we end up fooling ourselves, and we don't learn, and we don't grow, and we're certainly not in that place of light that we need to be. Rather, what we need to do is cry out. We need to yell. We need to say, deliver us! Rescue me! I'm stuck! And we do that because we trust that somewhere, for me, I knew that I had a mum. And Moses and God's people knew they had a God. And we know that God has come to us in Jesus. So the lesson for us is in our dark and rough places is to cry out, trusting that we have a rescuer. Amen? Amen.